This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
There is an emergency meeting being held today in Lima, Peru. Several South American presidents will be there to discuss the disputed election of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Maduro is going to be sworn in tomorrow, but the results of the election are being disputed. For more on this and the economic consequences, we're joined by Stephen Keppel, economics editor at Univision News. He is with us from Miami. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Great to be here.
Well, great to have you. And I first want to ask you how Nicolas Maduro is different from Hugo Chavez.
Nicolas Maduro is no Hugo Chavez. He doesn't have the same charisma of Chavez. His government, if it goes forward, won't have the same money that Chavez's has.
And if indeed it is a razor-thin victory for him, it's going to be hard for him to carry out economic reforms in Venezuela.
Exactly. And this will make it hard for Maduro to impose big economic plans or to increase the sort of socialization or nationalization of the economy. It will also make it harder to make bold changes within his party platform because he won't have as much support within his socialist party.
And give us a sense of what's needed economically in Venezuela right now.
The Venezuelan economy is a mess right now. I mean, we have inflation that's around 30%. There are rampant food shortages. The government is running out of money. They've spent a lot in two election campaigns in the past few months. The oil prices are lower than what they were. The government will have to make some reforms probably to the currency, but they're going to need some, you know, the political will to do this. And normally, Hugo Chavez would rely on his own charisma and basically oil money to spread around and kind of patch up some of these holes. Maduro won't have the same ability.
Well, you mentioned oil. What's the impact going to be, if it is Maduro, on the global oil markets?
If the worst possible outcome happens, which would be that both sides kind of meet on the streets and there's a lot of violence and it escalates, that would probably send some shocks to the oil market. We would see some price fluctuations. At the moment, I think a lot of investors are just taking a step back and waiting to see what happens.
What about Venezuela's place in Latin America as a major economic power? It has been during the rule of Hugo Chavez. Is it going to be that way now with Maduro if it's him?
Yeah, Chavez supported a number of countries in Latin America, particularly Cuba and some countries in Central America. I definitely think that that's going to decline under a Maduro presidency, partly because he doesn't have the same relationships, but also because his government won't have the same resources, financial and oil resources, that Chavez had. So we're already seeing some countries, particularly Cuba, you know, trying to make some reforms, trying to plan for life without Chavez.
Stephen Keppel, economics editor with Univision News. Thanks, as always.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.